here's a story from The World.
In Sweden, they're taking a long look at the Republican Party here in the U.S. The headline from Sweden, the Republicans are steadily moving away from democratic norms. Swedish researchers looked at political parties globally over the past two decades and a shift toward illiberalism where civil liberties are eroded. They determined that the Republican Party shift has been more dramatic compared to almost any other political party in the world. Anna Lerman is the deputy director of the VDEM Institute at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden and is the author of this study. Where did the GOP fit in among parties around the world? Who were they most similar to?
The Republican Party started off this millennium as a normal center-right democratic party close to, let's say, the governing party in Germany, the CDU of Angela Merkel, but in recent years has developed clearly more in an authoritarian direction and is now closer to authoritarian ruling parties such as the AKP of Erdogan in Turkey or the Fidesz party in Hungary.
Explain the factors you used to look at this and make this determination, because the evolution of the Republican Party in the U.S. has been unique compared to other conservative political groups.
Particularly on one indicator that we call the disrespect for political opponents, this is where the Republican Party has moved very dramatically in recent years. And we all know several quotes from Trump where he clearly states that he does not consider his opponents to be legitimate. What holds the democratic system together is that we say we agree that we disagree about policy issues, but we agree that we all are playing by the rules and that we all have the right to be here in this political context. Then the second indicator comes along with an encouragement of violence. We have numerous quotes of Trump encouraging violence either towards political opponents or towards journalists. The other two norms are the violation of minority rights. Here also we've seen a shift. And the fourth one is commitment to the pluralist norm that free and fair elections are the standard.
It seems the U.S. and its shift toward illiberalism, it's been pretty dramatic. But have you seen this in other countries as well? Have you seen it where you are in Sweden?
We don't see this in Sweden, but we see this in the United Kingdom, where the Conservative Party under Johnson now has also shifted a bit towards liberalism, due also to demonization of opponents, for example. But it's not as dramatic as the Republicans in the U.S.
So, Anna, you probably know that conservatives, especially here in the U.S., are going to immediately dismiss your study and say, well, that's Scandinavia, they always lean socialist anyway, and their research can't be trusted. What would you say to them?
I would say to them that our study also rates a range of more left-leaning parties as problematic for democracy. For example, the MAS party in Bolivia that had quite some issues with the elections in 2019. Also Syriza, the party that ruled Greece now after the financial crisis, that is clearly left-leaning. So what the study is about really is not about some sort of policy preferences on the left or right spectrum, but it's about the fundamental commitment to democratic norms that can be violated both on the left and on the right.
Are you worried that the more autocracy rises through these political parties, it's just going to get locked in and it will be harder to kind of reverse this trend?
I'm worried indeed. If the autocratic trend continues and deepens, it will make it more and more difficult to stop. But on the other hand, we've also seen cases where it has stopped. For example, in South Korea, you might remember the mass demonstrations that we had there almost 10 years ago now, where really citizens took to the streets and said no to democratic erosion, no to corruption. Then the president was indicted by the parliament. What I think is key is that we don't let ourselves be taken over by some form of toxic polarization. We need to overcome those divisions and rather build a society, build democratic institutions again, where people trust in the norms and also trust that the other side plays by the rule.
Anna Lerman is the deputy director of the VDEM Institute at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.